If a movie has a big star like Robert Duvall, it generates a lot of attention.
What's your name anyway?
Red Bowie from Texas.
But even Duvall's film, A Night in Old Mexico, has to have buzz, some widespread talk of its worthiness to succeed. Marketing and filmmaking go hand in hand for the still-in-production Brazilian film Rio Eu Te Amo, or Rio I Love You, according to website developer Pedro Levere.
The movie itself, it's become just like this festival. It's a movie, it's an internet, an interactive project with music, art, everything.
Most independent films shown here are small-budget productions with no well-known actors and no money for promotion. Veteran film critic Leonard Maltin attends festivals to find the gems among them.
Indie films have an uphill battle just to make themselves known, to build a reputation, to inspire somebody to want to see them. And that's what festivals are all about.
Marlon Johnson co-produced and co-directed a documentary film called Deep City, The Birth of the Miami Sound. He came to South by Southwest to promote the film and himself.
We want to be able to show our work, but we also have to keep in the back of our minds that we are marketing ourselves for future projects.
Many of the independent films being shown here at South by Southwest will never get theatrical distribution, but many of them will be seen online. Netflix, Hulu, and Vimeo are just a few of the sites that now stream films online. Vimeo's Jeremy Boxer says his company has created a $10 million fund for independent filmmakers and is sponsoring a filmmaker tour.
We are going to support the films and also support the tour. So it's just a matter of trying to figure out how to create new models and how to bring audiences together.
Pay-per-view, either online or through cable TV companies, offers an important outlet for both filmmakers and viewers, according to Leonard Maltin.
The video on demand is bringing a lot of films to people who don't have a specialty or an art theater in their town or their community. And while I would always prefer people see films if they can in a theater, and I think the filmmakers would too, it's a very good second best.
And good words from critics and movie fans who saw a film here at South by Southwest can make it an online hit. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Austin, Texas.